Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, we just wrapped up yet another hour of Civic Media's Scotty Summer Giveaway. We've got one day left, so be sure that you tune in to Civic Media all day tomorrow to get in your text to win entries. I will drop tomorrow's word at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. But we have tons of breaking news this hour. If you are just joining us, California Senator Alex Padilla was in a government building, in a public building, federal building, to talk to one of the generals involved in Donald Trump's illegal sending of the military to face off against civilians exercising their First Amendment rights. And let me be clear here. You destroy property. You harm ICE agents. I might not like them, but you commit a crime. I ain't behind you. Who I do stand behind is the 99.9% of these protesters that are assembling peacefully, singing things like, "If I Had a Hammer," for crying out loud. What I want to know, all of this, the No Kings protest has been scheduled for a while, and now all of this unrest. Does anybody think that this was actually an accident? Donald Trump's approval ratings are in the toilet. According to yesterday's Quinnipiac poll that was released, his approval ratings are as low as they've ever been. And he doesn't have majority support on anything. This is Quinnipiac poll. So I want to know, what do you guys think about the protest this weekend? Are you planning on going to the nearly 60-odd some No Kings protests across the state? There's some 2,000-plus of these happening nationwide, way more than the hands-off protest back on April 5th. Are you going? Are you worried? A couple of just really basic logistical things about the protest. If you're going, notably, one of the directives from the No Kings organizers is be peaceful, be lawful, obey the directives of law enforcement. If you see agitators, if you see people committing crimes, please move away from them. Sit down, put your hands up, get out of those situations, right? 855-752-4842. If you're a conservative, you go to the front of the line. 855-752-4842. If you're a veteran, you go to the front of the line. 855-752-4842. If you're a woman, you go to the front of the line. Are you going to the protests? What do you think about them? Good thing, bad thing? Are you happy one is happening in your city or not? All of that good stuff. So I want to play the sound of Senator Padilla getting arrested because it is shocking. It is all part of what's going on. Then I'm going to play you some insane sound from the congressional hearings that are going on right now. All of this is part of a whole, right? It is all part of a whole. Let's take a listen. This is Senator Padilla at a press conference in a government building trying to ask the Secretary of Homeland Security a few questions, you know, do his job, congressional oversight. Take a listen.
Sir, hands up. I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have a question for the Secretary, because the fact of the matter is a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your... Hands off!
On the ground. Hands behind your back.
If you let me see my hands, go ahead, turn behind my back.
All right. Cool. One hand. Lay flat.
Other hand, sir. Other hand.
Yep, that's him getting handcuffed.
There's no recording allowed out here. I did not know. There's no recording allowed out here per FBI regs for the building. For what, I'm sorry? There's no recording
allowed out here. First of all, weird. No recording in, what, a public hallway in a federal building? Whatever, dude. It needs to be investigated. Got taken down by three guys. I just watched the video again. I think I overestimated it before. It was basically three a million different ways that this could have been handled. If you are a conservative, are you okay with this? Are you okay with hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money being spent to send troops where none have been requested? And according to the chief of the LA police, the LA County District Attorney, none are needed. Does that make any sense? 855-752-4842. Here's what I know to be true. We have no kings in this country. And no president should ever be permitted, if you are a good faith American, no matter what your political preference, no president should be able to stop people from peacefully protesting government action, right? Like, can we all agree on that? Like, no, presidents are not kings, and no president should ever be able to stop peaceful protestation of government action. And on Saturday, we're going to see millions of people do just that. Millions. And let's be clear, everything that is going on in California, all of it, is a distraction. The man is getting hammered in the polls. He's about to rip healthcare from millions of Americans, rip life-saving food away from millions of kids. He's about to make healthcare more expensive for millions of Americans. He's about to cut Medicare to the tune of $500 billion. Nobody like, oh, to do what? So billionaires get bigger tax cuts that they don't need anyways and won't even notice because it's a rounding error. I do not understand. He knows that people hate this bill. The Republican coalition, passed by one vote in the House, one vote, is fraying as the Senate tries to come up with its version. He knows that he is getting hammered on this. So what do? You invent a crisis, you escalate it, and you lie about the other side until you are blue, or in this case, orange, in the face. That's what he does. 855-752-4842. And if we have any doubt about Donald Trump's desire to be king, just Google Donald Trump admiring North Korean leader. Donald Trump admires how his people stand up at attention for Kim Jong-un. Said it on a hot mic. Said this about Tiananmen Square, which we just had the anniversary of. He said this about Tiananmen Square. Quote, when the students poured into Tiananmen Square, the Chinese government almost blew it. Then they were vicious. They were horrible. But they put it down with strength. That shows you the power of strength. That's what Donald Trump thinks about peaceful protesters. Let's go to the phones. 855-752-4842. Jim from Brookfield, hello. Are you planning on going to a No Kings protest? What do you think about them?
I think it's a very good thing. I think anytime we can peacefully show that we do not agree with having a king in the office, and no, it's not all right to throw a sitting senator in his state to the ground and handcuff him because he wants to talk to one of Trump's minions in his cabinet. And no, it's not okay to send in the military, you know, to use force against us, U.S. citizens. And no, it's not okay to, you know, pass a big, beautiful bill that we get hosed, cuts in Medicare and clean air and clean water, just so Elon Musk can have a few billions. And just as you stated, Maggie, you know, he won't even notice. Yes, I'm from Brookfield. I did look up No Kings. There is one in Brookfield. However, we ironically were going to be out of town at our friend's lake cabin up near Packwaukee, but I did look up, and believe it or not, Montello, Wisconsin has one, and we do plan to be there from noon to one. I think it's called Daggett Park or something, you know, right where it is. I have no problem going. My wife said, well, I'm more, you know, definitely in favor of going. She's just worried that some nutcase, you know, mega crowd from a truck or something will drive by and throw something or that. I said, hey, we'll just keep our distance from the road, you know, and yes, go there peacefully. You know, and if they do resort to that, that's on them. You know, it's unfortunate. But, yes, I do plan up in Montello, Wisconsin, because we, you know, we're just a few minutes drive from there, from noon to one on Saturday, going there just to show that there are people that are aware of what's going on. This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in. I, you know, I keep emphasizing that to my kids. I'm hoping my daughter, she's 19, she'll probably come with us. She's a little hesitant. I think my wife spooked her, but we plan to go there and be peaceful and just show that we do not stand for what's going on in this country.
Amen, brother. That is noon in Montello, Wisconsin, Doggett or Daggett Memorial Park. Jim from Brookfield, thanks for calling. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What do you think of the No Kings protest? Pro or con? Are you going? Are you scared? Here's what I'm going to say to Jim, and especially Jim's lovely wife and his lovely daughter. My mom is 83 years old, uses a cane. She's already made her signs. She is going to be down in Cathedral Square in the heart of downtown Milwaukee on Saturday, exercising her 83-year-old First Amendment right to say we have no kings in the United States, and no president should ever, ever stop people from peacefully speaking out. And further, let me say this. No president should ever use the military or his or her supporters to scare people like Jim's wife and his daughter from speaking out. That's what he's counting on. He's counting on your fear to keep you at home. Do not let our authoritarian in the Oval Office scare you out of your rights. Stand up. 855-752-4842. We got a new ish caller, Kathy from Cambridge. Haven't heard from you in a while. Are you going to a protest, Kathy? And what do you think about it?
You bet your booty I am. And I also, there is a website that you can go to update on all protests going on, but I didn't get that. That was from earlier with Hartman's show.
Yes.
And so I'm hoping I could get that because, you know, when I put in protests, I get things from all over the country, but I really want Madison, Wisconsin area, and, you know, well, I'll probably at the Milwaukee one this time.
It's an easy one, Kathy. It is nokings.org. That is nokings.org. Go ahead, log on, RSVP, find out where there's a protest near you. I got a list of about 60 of these puppies going on across Wisconsin. We'll put that in the show notes. We'll put the No Kings website in the show notes. Are you going? Are you afraid? If you're a conservative, do you support people's right to go out on Saturday and say, we don't believe in kings? 855-752-4842. This great discussion continues on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.